Emory University child and family psychologist Nadine Caslow says, first, tell your child how much you love him or her, and then offer reassurance.
That you're going to do everything you possibly can to protect them from bad things happening to them, and that you're going to keep your family life as safe as possible, and that you're going to work with the school to keep the school as safe as possible.
If your child is older, Dr. Caslow says you can expect some to appear not to care about the shootings and others to become obsessed with the event. That's when you need to step in.
Then you really need to talk to them about how to balance this with other things in their life. So you don't want to tell them they can't have any access to this, but like with anything, you need to try to work with them to do some moderation, appreciating that adolescence is about extremes.
Caslow says those steps are important because in this day and age, there is no way to shield your child from the news. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.